All right, you're tuned in here to KSDP. We're chock in the middle of a classic rock set, but we're going to interrupt you guys now for something that I'm really excited about. We have two mining outfits who are in town right now, and they're going to be hosting an outstanding event, as it always is. We have Copper Mines and Heliostar. Of course, Heliostar. They're going to be hosting, these two outfits are hosting the event here. So go to the QTT Rec Center, and dinner's at 5:30. Presentations to follow. The Small Craft Cafe will be providing a delicious dinner, as they always do. But we have these two organizations here, as well as the Alley Corporation, to discuss what these projects look like and exactly what is the future holds for them. So we're going to start out here with the Alley Corporation, and feel free to introduce yourself and what you're here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. My name is Ethan Tyler. I'm here with the Alley Corporation, and I'm the Director of Public Policy and Lands. And so we oversee not only conservation and preservation of Aleut lands in the region, but we also have a responsibility to develop the resources that are available on those lands. And so as part of our responsibility for developing our land for the benefit of shareholders and their families, we've partnered with two amazing organizations that are out here. They're doing the heavy lift. We're really excited to partner with them. We're excited to be out here in Sandpoint and collectively as a team share the plans for what's upcoming, where we see things going, and some of the benefits that we hope it brings to the region and to Sandpoint.
So a question I have for you really quickly about the Aleut Corporation, how you guys go about supporting the mineral extraction process. Do you shop the area around to different mining organizations and try to sell the land as a potential? Or does the Aleut Corporation find itself maybe looking to invest and partner with to help create the opportunity? What do you see the role for the Aleut Corporation? How do you guys exercise that?
Yeah, kind of all of the above. So we're the primary landowner in both projects, although I will say there's a pretty complicated web of land ownership between Aleut Corporation, Village Corporations, Fish and Wildlife Service, and others. But as kind of the lead landowner in that, we either these resources have been identified prior to this, or mining companies come to us and have identified a resource before, and then we enter into a lease with these companies. And so if a mine or if a project does come to fruition and goes into production, Aleut and our shareholders and our village corporations all benefit from the royalties that we get from the resources that are extracted there.
So that was a question when I was talking about this with someone yesterday. They asked me, so what does that mean for Sandpoint? Like, what will be the benefit for Sandpoint if these outfits do get a viable project underway? And I know that a lot of the subsurface rights will go to the Aleut Corporation and perhaps some regional corporations, but where do you see the benefit for our area for these projects?
Yeah, there are multiple benefits, and you're already, you know, at a small scale, you're already seeing some of them where even at this scale, we're here, we're staying in accommodations and dining out here and enjoying it, I should add. And so there's a small boost to the local economy just in the interest, and of course the exploration that these two gentlemen will delve into a little bit more brings job opportunities, brings, you know, local economic benefit and some economies of scale that kind of go along with that. So that's now. If there's a producing mine that comes out of this process, then the next step really is, you know, there's a lot more economic activity, likely more, you know, a need for more flights. Again, some of those economies of scale, lower cost of goods and services because there is some of that economies of scale. But again, really big opportunity for jobs and for economic growth.
Yeah, that's what I always tell people is like, you know, I have children and perhaps this will be a job for them one day that would keep them in the area.
Yeah, I mean, we hate to see people who want to be in region needing to move out of region to make a living. And so if this is one way where we can help to bolster a local economy and kind of stop that trend of out-migration, you know, we want to be involved in it.
Absolutely. Appreciate everything they're doing here for the Allegory Corporation and being here. We're going to move down the line now. Our friends here at Heliostar, we have Charles. We'll go ahead and tee him up first here. Charles, welcome back to Sandpoint. Always a pleasure to see you guys here. Been a little while. You know, you've came, Heliostar has been present for a number of years. There was always a plan to be here at the beginning and the end of the season. And then, you know, I know you guys stopped in one time, but it's been a little quiet. Tell us what you've been up to.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been 2 years since I was here. Sam came last time. I've added a young daughter since I was last here. So, no, I think from our perspective, it's great to be back and possibly with some more positivity from our side in the sense that we're about 5 years old as a company now. UNGA was our first real large project. And we learned a hard lesson that we weren't a big enough company. We couldn't raise enough money in a cyclical cycle to unlock the potential that we've always seen on the project. So I think we've invested nearly $15 million, most of that in 2020 and 2021. But, you know, we were a business. Exploration's an interesting business model because you don't make profits. You've got to keep raising money and issuing share capital to do that. And that got harder and harder and harder. And in some ways, UNGA's inspired a pretty significant transformation. We'd always split our business between Mexico and Alaska, so we had year-round work. And we saw some opportunities to buy advanced projects and ultimately operating mines in Mexico. So we sort of went down and we almost sort of hit rock bottom in 2022, 2023. They were difficult years for us as a company. Mm. But we decided that there was opportunity and we doubled down and, you know, still Sam, Stu, Joy, Sean and the team were all together, which is great. And we've gone from having probably, 10 full-time employees to now over 300.
Wow.
We produce 30,000 to 40,000 ounces of gold this year. We do make profits. It's been a pretty significant transformation for us as a company. And the ultimate power of that is now it's given us the advantage that we think we might be big enough. Because the biggest killer for exploration in projects anywhere, but particularly in the Shumigans or broadly in the Aleutians, is consistency. If you do something, you know, it's like learning the piano, and my son's trying to learn the piano at the moment. If he practices every week, he's good. If he practices once a month, he's not that good. We need enough capital to consistently explore. And we think maybe we're a large enough company now. We're about 250 million US market cap, making profits. So we came back and we needed to extend the agreement with the Aleut Corp. We're nearly there in extending. For those who know, we own some of our land outright and the rest in a lease agreement with Ethan's team. So we're grateful for that relationship. And now we want to start to more consistently explore and see if our theories that we've always had about the future of UNGA and the gold potential are correct.
So when we say consistently, you know, we've envisioned this always as a summer operation. Do you mean more consistently coming back summer after summer, or do you see more year-round exploration occurring?
I think both if we're successful. So that's the big if, because you're trying to discover something so you don't control the end outcome. But for example, we always wanted to do the drill program in the area just south of the airport. We can do that any time year round. And as these programs more mature, they become year round programs as well. So I think the initial focus is always seasonal until you hit critical mass. And what all explorers, and I think you'll learn it with Copper Bay as well, is trying to hit critical mass so that then you can do year-round exploration. So we know at the UNGA project that we can get year-round. We've operated as late as Thanksgiving. We've started as early as April in the past. If we're successful, it would ultimately become year-round. But what I was more referring to is year-in, year-out, consistent exploration, because that's what it takes to find a resource, to do the economic studies, to do the permitting, to build a mine. Consistency is what will get us across the line ultimately.
So if I can go back to previous times that you were here, I know the benchmark goal previously was 1 million ounces discovered, or however realized, whatever that would be. And if I remember correctly, you're about a quarter of the way there, about 250,000 ounces that you believe you've realized. What would be your goal for this summer? Let's just say like a great summer, not necessarily like, man, we crushed it out of the park. We found 600,000 ounces. what would be a summer that you would walk away saying, we got to keep doing this?
Yeah, well, you're spot on about what we think the goal is and where we're at. So what's really interesting about Centennial is it's here on Popov Island, mm-hmm. whereas all our previous drilling's been on Unger Island. There was some work done in the late 80s by a company called Battle Mountain, pretty cool name for a company that I always thought. And they suggested that there was materially more gold, up to a couple of 100,000 ounces of gold, so another of the quarters that we need to get there, here in the area to the southwest of town. And so that's dated information. We don't have all the data. We kind of want to verify that. We've also got a theory that there might be higher grade gold deeper that might be exploitable by underground mining. Mm. And so we want to test that theory, which is, you know, exploration is R&D. You have an idea, whether it's to design Wi-Fi, to build an iPhone, or discover a gold deposit. It's someone's or a group of people's ideas, and you need to test them. So we want to test that theory. We've obviously got pretty good, you know, we knew in the 80s they had success here. So that's a good starting point. It means it's got a better chance than some others. So success for us would be proving that, A, what was done in the 80s holds together today. And stronger success would be finding higher grade deeper. That would definitely encourage us to come back very excited next year.
Would you do that through creating some new tunnel systems, or is that just core sampling?
To start with, it's the drill core sampling. So you run a drill bit down, it creates core about the size of your fist, and then we go and sample and analyze that. Ultimately, the long term is putting in declines or shafts for underground mining. That would be a little different to the ones that are in the cliffs for those who have walked a bit bigger scale.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a second. So you drill it off and you try and say, over this volume of area, we think there's this amount of gold at this grade. And you try and design a mine plan around that, and then how you recover the gold from that. And then you do a whole heap of studies to work out whether that's economic. Once you do that, that's the point after you've got your community support for what you're trying to build as a business, your permits, then you would start putting the decline and the tunnel work down.
Awesome. I could talk about this all day. Do you see potential for local employment this summer with the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah. So the great thing about the last couple of weeks is where we've reached with extending or looking to extend our agreements is we've committed to a program here. We think we'll drill somewhere in the order of, say, 4,000 to 6,000 feet of drilling. There'll be some geophysical work done, a fancy way of flying a magnet around. It helps you work out what the different rock characteristics are, which we ultimately then hope to use to interpret where gold is. So that work program will do that in conjunction with Copper Bay. The good thing about having another company in the area is you get to share some of the logistics, which lowers some of the cost, which means we can hopefully have more shots on goal and have a better chance of being successful collectively. But we'll do a program. I think the initial work might be done on the Copper Bay ground, so look for us in late summer, fall, after Garrick does his work, probably in late summer. So we'll have information out over the remainder of June. Sean and the team will help us share that. Support for some reclamation work on Unger, the support for the geophysics, and support for the drill programs as we've had in the past.
Excellent. Well, Charles, always great to see you, and always great to have you on the air. And you'll be at the QTT Rec Center tonight at 5:30 to share even more and answer questions to the public there as well, correct?
Yeah, come for the ribs and put up with us for an update on what we're doing in the meantime.
Excellent. And we have a new guest here, Copper Bay. And this is going to be a separate outfit, but it's cool that you guys have that economy of scale where you guys get to share equipment to make this more practical, hopefully. And I believe your name was Garrick?
Garrick, correct, Gilbert, yes.
Great to meet you. Please introduce yourself.
Thanks, Gilbert. Hey, hi, guys. It's lovely to be here in Sandpoint. We're here to really introduce our project and talk about what Copper Bay is and what we're trying to do and achieve over this coming season and the next couple of years. What is Copper Bay? So Copper Bay, by its name, we're looking for copper. You know, historically, lots of people have been out there having a poke around. They found a bit around what's called the pyramid area where the copper was actually sticking out of the ground. You'd trip over it if you saw it. But we also see a lot of potential around that whole area. There's a lot of scrub here and there, and there's other parts where we call the ground has been altered. And those areas, we think, are also very prospective for copper. So part of what we're trying to do here this year, and we're here actually now, not just in this radio station, but we've got people on the ground staying here looking at doing some geophysical. Now, like my friend Charles talked about a geophysical study, what we do is we try and look underneath the ground and see what's there in the subsurface, but we also take a profile of what the ground looks like and we take lots of photographs. It's really important for us because we're trying to set a baseline study because previous people been here won't understand what's happened, what's been disturbed in the ground, but what's underneath it. And part of this work also then we do a bit of creates homework for us. Then we will look later with our geologist and then look to identify areas for drilling. And our program also this year, which we expect to start after the geophysics when the helicopters are here, is in July. We're going to drill probably 6,000 feet to 9,000 feet, just a little bit more than what Heliostar's planning to do. And in that way, we're looking to extend the resource that's here. And what it's our resource is that previous people have sort of identified this copper in the ground, but for one reason or another, they've either the pricing for copper or their thoughts, they've walked away. But we've come on board here. Copper price is much higher now. It's much stronger. And we've also looked at the ore body with using new technology, artificial intelligence, people that have got lots of experience working copper projects around the world. And we see this project a little bit differently now. We can see that there is a surface expression for the copper, but we can also see much deeper potential for the project. So Charles talked about whether it be open cut, which is mean you mine from the surface down. We also see a lot of potential for this project to be underground mining. Now, in the longer term, and we want to build on what we know. So in a way, exploring is very risky. It's not mining, it's not ground disturbance, it's low impact. And what we're doing is like building the foundations for a house to understand what's in the ground. And then we come back the following year, and then we add another layer to that based on what we've learned from the previous year. And that accelerates us into looking at the economics of then putting a project in place here. And of course, not just unlike Heliostar done and what you've been exposed to, is we're talking about exploration here and mining, but reality is, and I'm going to talk later on tonight about this and explore it a bit more, is that the mantra that we have, to raise a child, it takes a village. And mining is not just about digging in the ground. There's a whole lot of aspects that go with that. It is talking with the community, looking for a social license. There's permitting, there's land management, there's government relations, there's logistics. There's all the support activities you need, like accountants and HR, human resources support. So all these components come together to make a mining project. So when you look at us and you might think that we're miners, well, in reality, we're not. We're a whole lot of other different people that work together to support the project. And that's ultimately what our long-term game plan is to work with the communities in the Aleutians, with Sandpoint, to help us to develop this project. And then to do that also, we work with Aleut Corporation, and the intent, and Ethan touched on it. It's about trying to encourage people to do internship or work with us during the summer season, and then to put in place training programs. So hopefully that people get a taste for wanting to work in mining and in geology, and they can go away, go to university, and later on, as we progress our project, they can come back. Now, in terms of like jobs and employment opportunities, what Gilbert, you asked the question before, is what can you do for Sandpoint? What's the opportunity? We need people to work for us this year in the field. We need technical assistance. We need bear guards. We need grass cutters. We need cooks. We need camp managers. There's a whole range of very simple jobs that we want, and we'll be looking for people to come and work for us through the July. And I hope that, you know, from coming tonight to the event and listening to us, and then talk to us, to our faces, and understand more about what our projects are, I encourage you to come and look to work for us during this current coming season.
Excellent. So with Copper Bay, Heliostar over the years has done a really great job of kind of giving us these visual cues of what they need, timelines and things like that. Like, you know, I was able to just immediately pull up 1 million ounces, 250,000 there, you know, and like the timelines that they've sent out. They've done a good public relations job of sending these kinds of things out to the people. My curiosity is, for a project, we've seen so much exploration happen there over the last 15 some years. Let's say everything goes well. Not like perfect, but what if this goes well? What would you imagine the timeline being from today till mining actually occurring if things went reasonably well?
Yeah, thanks, Gilbert. So there's a view of what goes reasonably well. And for us, we want to get in production if we can prove that this project is economic as quickly as possible. Really, the constraint for us is, in a way, working with the government, working with permitting. And we want to follow the rules and do the right things, but this can be a very lengthy process. It can take 5 to 7 years before we can consider to start moving the ground. And that's if things go well with the government, with the permitting. We look to do cultural resources. We look to do environmental monitoring. All these things go our way, then we can probably talk of a time frame to 5 to 7 years. But I must say, Gilbert, that everything that we've done in initial stages in terms of environmental monitoring, looking at the fisheries, looking at some of the project, everything looks good for us. It looks clean. A lot of projects that you do, and Charles touched on this, you can have some setbacks. But so far, we can see a lot of momentum in the project. It looks great for us as an early stage project. But however, it is a journey to go on for that period that I'm talking about, the 5 to 7 years, before we can look to turn dirt. And what does that look like after that? Then we need to start a construction, which will take a couple years. That is often the biggest employment requirements to do the construction work. Part of that is we need to build a process plant. We need to build some type of port. We need to build a power station. And then there's the mine that we have to do as well. And we haven't yet decided whether that would be an open cut type mine or underground mine.
Got it. Well, sadly, we're going to run short on time, but thank you so much to everyone here and for coming in. And I want to personally thank all three of these organizations for donating here to KSCP, offering between the three of them $3,000. And thank you so much for your cooperation and your generosity. And I know Heliostar has given to our graduates in the past, and just the benefits that everyone's brought to the community. Aleut Corporation, of course, their continued support and everything that they do. Tonight, 5:30, QTT Rec Center. I'm hearing about ribs. I'm already excited. You know it's going to be amazing. And we're going to hear more from these three organizations about their plans, and you can ask your questions. Charles?
Yeah, thank you very much for having us, Austin. It's great to be back. And yeah, please come out, ask any questions you have. We'd love to share what we all respectively are trying to achieve this year.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We'll let you get to the rest of your schedule, and we'll get back to our programming. You're on KSDP.